A reading from the Holy Gospel according to Luke. Mary set out and traveled to the hill country in haste to a town of Judah, where she entered the house of Zechariah and greeted Elizabeth. When Elizabeth heard Mary's greeting, the infant leapt in her womb, and Elizabeth, filled with the Holy Spirit, cried out in a loud voice and said, "Blessed are you among women, and blessed is the fruit of your womb. And how does this happen to me, that the mother of my Lord should come to me? For at the moment the sound of your greeting reached my ears, the infant in my womb leaped for joy. Blessed are you who believed that what was spoken to you by the Lord would be fulfilled." And Mary said, "My soul proclaims the greatness of the Lord. My spirit rejoices in God my Savior, for he has looked with favor on his lowly servant. From this day all generations will call me blessed. The Almighty has done great things for me, and holy is his name. He has mercy on those who fear him in every generation. He has shown the strength of his arm. He has scattered the proud in their conceit. He has cast down the mighty from their thrones and has lifted up the lowly. He has filled the hungry with good things, and the rich he has sent away empty. He has come to the help of his servant Israel, for he has remembered his promise of mercy, the promise he made to our fathers, to Abraham and his children forever." Mary remained with her about 3 months and then returned to her home. The Gospel of the Lord. Good morning, everyone, and happy Marian Feast Day. Today's feast might just be one of my favorites. Mary is our loving mother, and so every feast day of hers really becomes almost like a mini Mother's Day, one where you talk to your mom, you call her, you do all the special things you would do for your mom, except it's Mary. But why is she so important? Why does this woman play such an important role in the spiritual life of the church? Quite simply, it's because of her closeness and unique relationship with Christ, because she bore God himself in her very womb and gave birth to God himself. What's more is all of sacred scripture and all of the early church fathers testify to the fact that Our Lady, our mother, is the absolute greatest intercessor we Christians can have. At the wedding feast at Cana, though it was not yet Christ's time, she still successfully interceded for the wedding couple and asked her son to provide more wine for the guests. In today's gospel, with only so much as being told of her cousin's pregnancy, she departs at once with haste to go and simply help another woman who is in need, who is pregnant. What's interesting, it's after she herself becomes pregnant. Even as somebody who she's going to help in the same state, she goes and travels like 4 days over rough terrain with probably a bunch of robbers on the road, dangerous roads to get up to where she needed to go, and yet she goes with haste. But it's not just that. On a very human level, it can, for various reasons, be difficult for people to turn directly to Christ, for whatever reason, past trauma, past experiences. And so Mary becomes a very unique bridge to Christ for other people, because Mary's entire life always points to her son, our Lord Jesus Christ. Everything she said, everything she did, everything she thought, it pointed to Christ. My brothers and sisters, we too can turn to Mary in our time of need. And it doesn't require some grand litany of prayers or some a myriad of rosaries, though these are very, very good and highly encourage them, but they are not necessary. Rather, simply turning to our mother, who carried Christ in her womb, who carried Christ in her arms, and who always carried Christ in her heart throughout her life, and who carries all of her son's disciples in her heart today in heaven. She has a mother's care for each and every one of her adopted children, you and I. So it's important that we turn to her this Mother's Day, every Marian feast day, to give her thanks, to talk to her, and to call her like we do our own mothers.